You're listening to the St. Anselm Audio Podcast.
May my words and our thoughts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. People were bringing little children to Jesus so that he might touch them. The disciples turned them away, but when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. I tell you solemnly, anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child shall never enter it." It's wonderful to be here today with Nader and Sush and Prash and Lee, for you're all here for baptism today. And thank you for the invitation to preach, Father Matthew. We were talking about the way in which we'd work together over the last few months, and I was absolutely delighted to see your hall and all you've achieved through that, and also to hear of your plans for the future. I'm excited to watch and participate in the progress of your growing parish. And the words from our gospel reading today could hardly be more appropriate. They're a reminder of Jesus' care for and welcome of children and babies like Nader. And he not only welcomes them, he also has something to teach us through them. Anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. We don't quite know what that means, but perhaps we can make some guesses. Little children and babies are not proud. They don't care what other people think of them. They're aware of their own needs and are not afraid to ask for them to be met, often very loudly. To be a baby or little child is to know complete dependence. As we get older, we learn more and more to trust and rely on ourselves, and that's an important part of growing up. My children are aged 10, 12 and 14, and I'm very grateful to be no longer pushing them around in buggies or putting butter on their toast. But Jesus points to the things we lose as we get older. As we learn to do so many things for ourselves, we must not forget that ultimately we depend on God for everything. When we enter heaven, when we enter the kingdom of God, we need to do so knowing our complete dependence on him. And today is a special celebration because as well as baptizing Nader, Sush and Prash and Lee have also come for baptism. There's something very special about adult baptism. The conscious coming before God as his children and asking for his gifts of grace. In Jesus' time, all candidates for baptism would have been adults. And so as we baptise Sush and Prash and Lee today, we're reminded of the origins of the celebration of baptism. Those who came to Jesus by faith to be washed clean by him. And today we celebrate Harvest Festival, and we're also reminded of our dependence on God for the gift of the harvest for everything we eat and drink. My last parish was a rural one in Northumberland, and at the Harvest Festival the farmers would come to church to give thanks for the gift of the harvest. And I remember one of them saying to me once, "To be a farmer is to be a gambler. You never know whether the seed you plant is going to grow. You can never be sure there's going to be a harvest. Only God knows that. And God gives the harvest." Harvest is a reminder of our dependence on God and all that he's given to us. There are three parts of the baptism service, and each part tells us a bit about what baptism is about. The first is the symbol of oil. Oil used to be used on the heads of prophets in the Old Testament, people like Samuel, before they headed out on their missionary journeys. And so we put oil on the heads of Nadir and Sush and Prash and Lee as a sign that they are guided and led by him as they journey through their own lives, protected by his love and his promise. The second is the symbol of water, and the font is placed, as it often is in churches, at the back of the church, at the place of entrance, as a sign that this is the beginning of the journey of faith. In Jesus' time, we would have found the nearest bit of water, so perhaps we might have used the Thames, and we would literally have dunked the candidates in the water as a sign of being washed clean and made ready for their new life in Christ. We don't do that anymore, it's not very hygienic, but the idea is the same. The idea of being washed clean and made ready for a new life in Christ. And the third symbol is the candle. I have to say, this is one of the most candly churches I've ever been in. So many candles on our altars. We love candles in churches because the candle is a sign of Jesus, the light of the world. And so as we give a lighted candle to Nadir, to Shush, to Prash and to Lee, we hand to them the symbol of Jesus, the light of the world, as a reminder that they too are lights in the world, carrying the light of Christ, his love and his promise, as they leave this church as Christians and as members of the body of Christ. And so the oil, the water and the candle, all symbols of the love of God for these candidates and for each one of us as we journey through our lives. And so, as we celebrate the gift of baptism, we give thanks for our shared membership in the family of God, and we give thanks for the harvest. We express our gratitude for all God has given to us, and we remember the words of Jesus, that anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child shall never enter it. We reflect on what Jesus means by that, that we do not need to do everything on our own strength, but can rely on Jesus to guard us and guide us and protect us. As we share the harvest meal after the service, we rejoice in the gift of Christian community, of which Nadir and her family are a part, and all that God's given to us through the gift of one another. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anselm podcast.